Okay, before you listen to the sermon, read Luke 9.
قبل از اینکه موزر گوش بدین لوقا فصل 9 رو بخونید.
And as you know, we're going to the book of Luke.
همونجوری که میدونین کتاب لوقا رو داریم.
We're slowly getting through it.
یواش یواش داریم
آیه به آیه میخونیم. Last time we saw there was a new phase coming now where the focus is going to be on what Jesus is going to do on the cross.
هفته پیش یک قدم جدید بود که ببینیم که عیسی مسیح چه کاری بر روی صلیب انجام داد.
And also today this is some of the things that come up.
یکی از چیزهایی است که اتفاق افتاده.
The main topic today is the Mount of Transfiguration.
اینه که کوه تبدیل.
In that story we actually learn also something about the end times, the two witnesses.
اون داستان در مورد ایام آخر و اون داستانی که اتفاق میفته صحبت.
Now we left out one verse last week that logically belonged to that other story. Because it was the same paragraph.
ول کردیم که منطقی مال داستان قبلی بود.
But I purposely didn't read that because it actually ties in what we're going to do today. Look at tonight.
اما مخصوصا نخوندمش چون به بحث امروز من وابسته تره.
Read verse 27 of Luke
9.
But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God.
اما هر آینه به شما میگویم که بعضی از حاضرین در اینجا هستند که تا ملکوت خدا را نبینند طعم مرگ را نخواهند چشید.
Yeah, so Jesus says that some of them standing there
میگه بعضیا هستن اینجا.
Yeah, will not die.
نمیمیرن.
Before they would see the kingdom of God.
قبل از اینکه ملکوت خداوند رو ببینن.
Now some people will die from this and they said, oh.
بعضیا میگن.
This didn't come true.
اتفاق نیفتاد.
Because all the disciples and apostles died.
همه شاگردا و رسولا مردن.
And there's no kingdom of God yet.
ملکوت خدا هنوز نیامده.
Yeah, we don't have an James and John and Peter very old.
یعقوب و یوحنا و پتروس پیرمرد نیستن کنارمون.
We're still alive. No, they all died.
مردن همشون.
But this prediction was actually fulfilled.
اما تکمیل شد این پیشگویی.
In the days of Jesus.
در خود زمان عیسی مسیح.
Not only that, it's the direct next story that is behind the statement.
و بلافاصله بعد از اون داستانی که اتفاق میفته ربط داره به این جمله که بعضیا نمردن.
Yeah, it's fulfilled in the verses which come after.
آیه بعدی
در اون
لحظه ای است که نشون میده که کیا نمردن.
And I'll show you that.
آیه 28 رو بخونید.
And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray.
باز این کلام قریب به 8 روز گذشته بود که پتروس و یوحنا و یعقوب را برداشته بر فراز کوهی برآمد تا دعا کند.
Yeah, so Jesus takes 3 of his disciples.
عیسی مسیح 3 تا از شاگرداشو.
Yeah, 2 go to the mountains and pray.
دوتاشو میرن تو کوه که دعا کنن.
This happened to be Peter, John and James.
پتروس و یوحنا و یعقوب.
Which were the closest group of 3 to Jesus.
نزدیکترین کس بودن به عیسی مسیح.
Now, also read it from the same story from Matthew 16.
در متی فصل 16 همین داستان رو
بخونید. Matthew 16 verse 18.
آیه 18.
Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall start in Matthew 16:28 and go to 71. There be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart.
Luke 16.
Matthew 16. 28.
28.
Till Matthew 17:1.
تا 17:1.
هر آینه به شما میگویم که بعضی در اینجا حاضرند که تا پسر انسان را نبینند که در ملکوت خود میآید طعم مرگ را نخواهند چشید. و بعد از 6 روز عیسی پتروس و یعقوب و برادرش یوحنا را برداشته ایشان را در خلوت به کوهی بلند برد.
Now, did you notice a difference here?
تفاوت لغا رو متا رو حس کردین؟
Nobody did notice a difference?
تفاوت این دو تا رو ندیدین؟
Instead of 8 days here, it says 6 days are mentioned here.
اینجا میگه 6 روز میگه 8 روز.
Go to Mark 9.
مرقس 9
رو باز کنید. 1 and 2.
یک و دو.
I didn't want to go over this and then not mention this.
نمیخواستم بدون اینکه بهتون بگم براتون بازش کنم.
I'll explain in a moment.
توضیح میدم 6 و 8 دلیلش.
And he said unto them, that is Mark 9, 1 and 2, and he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leading them into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them.
و به دیشان گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم بعضی از ایستادگان در اینجا میباشند که تا ملکوت خدا را که با قدرت میآید نبینند طعم مرگ را نخواهند چشید. و بعد از 6 روز عیسی پتروس و یعقوب و یوحنا را برداشته ایشان را تنها بر فراز کوی به خلوت برد و هیئتش در نظر ایشان متغیر گشت.
Now, of course, here again we have 6 days being mentioned.
باز اینجا 6 روزه.
Now, I like to bring it up because some people will bring it up and they say,
براتون دارم بازش میکنم چون یه جایی باز میکنم.
This is a contradiction.
و میگن کتاب مقدس ضد کتاب مقدس.
Of course, we believe that the word of God is without errors.
ما داریم کلام خداوند بدون ایراد.
Yeah, God doesn't struggle to get the details right.
خداوند جزئیاتش مشکل نداشته بوده که بگه خداست.
Yeah, you know that holy men.
میدونی مردم مقدس خداوند
of God moved by the Holy Spirit,
با روح القدس تعمیده شدن
wrote the words down
کلام
that God
نوشتن
wanted,
که خود خدا اونجا میخواست باشه
yeah, there are no mistakes.
هیچ ایرادی در اون وجود نداره.
So let me show you that this is actually not a contradiction.
بذاریم بهتون نشون بدم چرا ضد
نمیدونی. I'll give you some reasons why it's not.
چند تا دلیل بهتون میگم که چرا ضد نمیدونی.
Here's the first one.
اولین دلیل.
And I don't say that's the one I would be behind, but you could say, hey, after 8 days is also after 6 days.
8 روز بعد همون 6 روز بعد هم هست دیگه. بعد از 6 روز همون بعد از 8 روز هم میشه.
Yeah, then it's still true. But I don't think that's actually an explanation.
من نمیگم دلیلش اینه.
But listen, here's what you don't know.
چیزی که نمیدونیم اینه.
You don't know from when they started counting.
نمیدونیم از کی چجوری میشمردن روزا رو.
Some might start counting from the next full day.
شاید بعضی از طلوع آفتاب بشمرن.
Yeah, the conversation started on Wednesday and they started out on Thursday.
پنجشنبه جمعه شنبه.
Start counting from Thursday.
اونجوری حساب میکنن.
Yeah, we don't know.
نمیدونیم چجوری حساب کردن.
Yeah, different people see things in a different way.
هر کسی یه جوری میشماره روزهاشو. در حقیقت ممکنه بگیم چند روز آینده فردا رو بشماریم. امروز رو نشماریم.
And it's only Luke. That specifically says
لوقاس که دقیق میگه
it is 8 days after these sayings.
8 روز بعد از گفتن این ماجرا.
He's the only one who makes that remark.
که چند روزیه که واقعا شمرده مثل که دقیق بوده.
We don't know if the journey is included in this number.
نمیدونیم آیا سفرشون هم توی این 8 روز حساب شده.
Did they start stop counting at the time they left?
یا اون لحظه که سفر میکردن
did they stop counting when they were there on the mountain.
یا وقتی رسیده بودن تو کوه دیگه نشمردن روزا رو.
Yeah, did they count the day of arrival or not?
یا روز ورودشون یا روز خروجشون رو شمردن یا نشمردن.
The Bible doesn't give us an exact time period.
نگفته که چه جوری روزها رو شمردن.
Yeah, it doesn't say exactly this happened and then exactly so much afterwards that happened.
نگفته دقیقاً امروز این اتفاق افتاد و این چند روز بعدش دقیقاً این اتفاق افتاد.
It's a little bit fuzzy.
یه مقدار محوه.
Yeah, apparently it's not that important for us to know exactly.
مهم نه بوده که دقیق بدونیم
But
چند روز بوده.
There's something else that is different.
اما یه چیز دیگه
in Luke compared to what was written
در
in Matthew and Mark.
و در متی و مرقس فرق میکنه.
Go back again to Luke 9 and read 28.
مرقس 9:28 بخونیم.
And see if you can spot it.
ببینیم میفهمی؟
And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray.
Luke 9:28. چی گفتم؟ لغا نو نو پیست هشت
و از این کلام قریبه به 8 روز گذشته بود که پتروس و یوحنا و یعقوب را برداشته بر فراز کوهی برآمد تا دعا کنند.
Did you see another difference here?
تفاوت اینجا رو دیدی؟
Yeah. Notice that it says about 8 days.
قریب به 8 روز
نزدیک
به 8 روز
look just gives an estimation
در حقیقت حد زده لوقا
it's no exactly yeah it's about 8 days
حدود 8 روز بوده
it never claims it exactly 8
هیچ وقتی لوقا نگفته که دقیقاً شمردن
less or more for that
ممکنه یه ذره کمتر از 8 روز یه ذره بیشتر از 8 روز باشه حد میزنه 8
why do I point it out
چرا اینو براتون اشاره کردم؟
Because there are those who want to question everything the Bible says.
چون کسایی هستن که میخوان کتاب مقدس رو هر جوری زیر سوال ببرن.
Not so they can understand it, but so they can find fault with it.
که میخوان حد ایراد پیدا کنن.
And we need to have the confidence.
و ما باید اطمینان داشته باشیم که
we have the perfect word of God without error.
بدون عیب در دستمون هست.
And you should not be shaken if somebody just brings up something.
اگه یه نفر یه چیزی رو به حضورتون بیاد
نباید بگید. That seems to be a contradiction.
که اگه به نظرتون بر ضدش میاد.
Yeah, at first.
But
no, there's always a good and sensible answer, not a stupid answer, a sensible answer to these seeming contradictions. Now, you might say, why didn't God just give us one number, like 1 at 6 or 1 at 7 or 1 at 8?
چرا اینجوری کرد؟
Yeah, then this question could never be brought up.
این سوال هیچ وقت اتفاق نمی افتاد بین ایشون.
Now, I believe that's because for some people the Bible is not to be understood.
چون خداوند برای کسی یه دی میخواد
که درکش نکنه. Jesus spoke in parables.
یادتون باشه عیسی مسیح شفاف صحبت نکرد.
So certain people couldn't understand.
با مثل صحبت کرد که یه دی نفهمه.
While to his disciples he explained
clearly. ولی برای شاگردانش توضیح داد اون مسئله شده.
If we approach the Bible believing with faith.
اگر ما کلام خداوند رو با ایمان باز کنیم.
Yeah, we will find the answers.
جواب رو پیدا خواهیم کرد.
Yet if we approach the word of God trying to make God a liar.
بگردیم که خدا رو دروغگو حساب کنیم.
You're not going to find the answers.
جواب رو پیدا
نمی‌کنید. You're actually going to remove yourself further from the truth.
خودتون از حقیقت خداوند بیشتر دور می‌کنید.
By solidifying and diving on these numbers.
Yeah? It's 8 compared to 6. دقیقاً حمله کردن 8 روز بوده.
There's a good reason for that.
دلیلی وجود داره.
But you can't see it because you're so focused on trying to find fault.
چون دنبال بهونه می‌گردین.
Yeah, the Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
خداوند متنفر از مغرورین و صبر میده، فیض میده به اونایی که فروتنن.
Yeah, it's a difference between a man who's humble.
بین یک مردی که فروتنه.
I know it's true.
که میگه من میدونم.
Because you said it.
تو گفتی حقیقت خداوند.
But God, I don't understand it. Please show me.
اما خداوند درکش نمی‌کنم.
Yeah,
به من نشون بده.
Compare this to the man that is proud.
و اینو در مقایسه با مردی که مغروره و میگه
God, you're a liar.
خداوند تو دروغگویی.
And I will prove it.
و من ثابت می‌کنم که تو دروغگویی.
By trying to pick your word apart.
که عدد تو در حقیقت تیکه تیکه کلام تو تیکه تیکه میکنم و به این میگم غرور. خداوند از مغرور متنفره.
So after 6 days 23 hours 43 minutes
6 روز 24 ساعت و 43 دقیقه
they're on the mountain.
What do you mean 20? What number?
So after 6 days 23 hours and 43 minutes they're on the mountain.
6 روز و 23 ساعت و 48 ثانیه.
Simply between 6 and 8 days
بین 6 و 8 روز
they're on that mountain.
روی اون کوه بودن.
And then we're going to read verse 29. What happens?
آیه 9 رو بخون.
And as he prayed,
the
fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. So suddenly, of Jesus praying, and suddenly his appearance changes. Yeah, bright, white, glistering. Yeah, read it also from Mark 9:3. Yeah, his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. Yeah, the white is white.
اینقدر سفید بوده که دیگه سفیدی از این بیشتر وجود نداشت.
Go to Matthew 27.
متا 23.
And verse 2.
متا 27 آیه 2.
And was you might as well keep your fingers there because we're probably gonna go up and down a couple more. And when it was figured before them.
Matthew 27.
Matthew 17 verse 2. Did I say 27? Did I say 27?
Yes, and I translated it different. Give us three numbers.
No, it's 17. 17:2.
Yep.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. Yeah, his face shine as the sun.
Yeah,
and the word transfigure is used, that's why we get this word from.
Yeah,
the transfiguration on the mount. So.
Yeah.
Go to verse 30 and 31 of Luke 9, sorry. And we also, by the way, also there's two men appearing with Jesus.
They're talking with him. Yeah?
Read verses 13 and 31. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem.
و به هیئت جلالی ظاهر شده درباره رفتن او که میبایست به زودی در اورشلیم واقع شود گفتگو میکردند.
Yeah, so here we also have these two great biblical characters.
این دو تا آدمای بزرگ کلام خداوند، موسی و الیاس رو داریم.
They appear in their glory.
با جلالشون اومدن.
Now the focus of the story is of course Jesus being transfigured.
تمرکز داستان اینه که عیسی تبدیل شده.
But it's not a coincidence.
اما تصادفی نیست.
That specifically these two Bible characters show up with Jesus.
دو تا کلام خداوند، دو نفری که شخصیت خداوند بودن با عیسی مسیح ظاهر شدن.
And I just want to look at them for a moment.
میخوام یه چند لحظه به اینا نگاه کنم.
Because it's an extra point
to understand که درکش کنیم.
Who are the two witnesses in the end times?
دو تا شاهد ایام آخر کیا هستن؟
Yeah, because I believe these
من
are
ایمان دارم
Moses and Elijah.
موسی و الیاس هستن.
And I will show you why I think that.
چرا ایمان دارم که موسی و الیاس
دوباره برمیگردن؟
مکاشفه 11 رو باز کنی.
Yeah, and in Luke 9 these three are connected. That's why.
و فکر میکنم این مکاشفه 11 و لوقا 9 در مورد دو نفر صحبت میکنه.
Revelation 11
مکاشفه
11 verses 3 to 6 and I will give power unto my two witnesses and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hear them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hear them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of the prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will.
و اگر کسی بخواهد به دیشان ضرر رساند، آتشی از دهانشان بدر شده، دشمنان ایشان را فرو می‌گیرد. و هر که قصد اذیت ایشان دارد، به این گونه باید کشته شود. اینها قدرت به بستن آسمان دارند، تا در ایام نبوت ایشان باران نبارد، و قدرت بر آبها دارند، که آنها را به خون تبدیل نمایند، و جهان را هرگاه بخواهند،
Yeah, so I believe these two witnesses are Moses and Elijah.
شاهد الیاس و موسی هستند.
And now people have different ideas about this.
هر کسی اعتقاد دیگه‌ای داره ولی من اعتقاد دارم.
I'll already tell you I cannot prove it 100% certainty.
نمی‌تونم 100% ثابت کنم بهتون.
But I'll show you why I believe this.
اما چرا من میگم اعتقاد
دارم؟ Notice that these two witnesses,
این دو تا شاهد چیکار میکنن؟
In verse 4, آیه 4, are called the two olive trees.
دو درخت زیتون خونده شده.
Yeah, it's clearly referring back to something that we supposedly already know.
چیزی که باید بدونیم که در مورد درخت زیتون بوده.
Two olive trees.
دو درخت زیتون چیه؟
Go to Zechariah.
بریم زکریا.
Book of Zechariah, Old Testament.
عهد عتیق.
And read verses 1 till 4 from chapter 4. And stay there.
تا چهار فصل چهار
Zechariah 4, 1 till 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I've looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and the seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bow, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I entered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my lord?
و مرا همچون شخصی که از خواب بیدار شود بیدار کرد. او مرا گفت چه می‌بینی؟ پاسخ دادم چراغدانی می‌بینم یک پارچه از طلا که روغندانی بر سرش و هفت چراغ بر آن است و چراغ‌هایی که بر سر آن است هفت لوله دارد و در کنار آن دو درخت زیتون است، یکی به جانب راست روغندان و دیگری به جانب چپ آن. آنگاه از فرشته‌ای که با من سخن می‌گفت پرسیدم سرورم اینها چیست؟ فرشته پاسخ داد آیا نمیدانی اینها چیست؟ گفتم نه سرورم. آنگاه مرا گفت این است کلام خداوند به زر و بابل، نه به قدرت و نه به قوت، بلکه به روح من خداوند لشکرها میفرماید.
So Zechariah is curious.
He's asking
what are these, lord?
اینا چیه خدایا؟
But he doesn't get the answer.
جواب خدا بهش نمیده.
Read verse 11.
آیه 11 رو بخونیم.
Verse 11. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two? Are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof?
پس من از او پرسیدم این دو درخت زیتون که به جانب راست و چپ چراغدان است چیست؟
Yeah, so what are these two olive trees?
این دو تا درخت زیتون راست و چپ چیست؟
He wants to know.
میخواد بدونه این دو تا درخت زیتون چیه؟
Read again, 12 to 13.
12 تا 13 رو بخونه.
And he answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my lord.
و باز از او پرسیدم این دو شاخه زیتون که در کنار دو لوله طلا است و روغن طلا از آنها جاری است چیست؟ پاسخ داد آیا نمیدانی اینها چیست؟ گفتم نه سرورم. آنگاه گفت این دو پسران روغن هستند که نزد خداوندگار تمامی جهان نیستند.
Yeah. Don't you know who they are?
نمیدونی اینا کیا؟
No, that's why I'm asking.
نمیدونم برای میپرسم زکریا میگه.
And the angel gives him the answer. Verse 14. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Now, isn't it not interesting that Jesus shows up here?
جالب نیست که عیسی مسیح اینجا ملاقات میکنه.
And he's actually standing because we know that a little bit further from
اینجا ایستاده.
From later verses.
آیای بعدی.
Yeah, with Moses and Elijah on the mount.
موسی و الیاس در اون کوه زیتون.
Yeah, and they are called the two olive trees.
و دو تاشون درخت‌های زیتون.
Who are standing with the Lord. Yeah.
که با خداوند
ایستاده. Referring to the two witnesses.
که دو تا شاهد نام برده میشن.
Now, but there's more to it.
اما بیشتر در مورد.
They both died. In under special circumstances. Now, first of all, you have Elijah.
Elias داریم.
Anybody knows how Elijah went to heaven?
چجوری الیاس واسمون رفت؟
Nobody.
کسی میدونه؟
In a chariot of fire.
توی چیز آتش.
He was taken up by a chariot of fire.
یه چیز حالا کالسکه آتش در حقیقت
آسمان برده شد. Let's read that. It's a Second Kings.
دوم پادشاهان.
Second Kings chapter 2.
فصل دو.
Let me check the verses. Second Kings chapter 2.
دوم پادشاهان فصل دو.
No, that's not the one.
It is going by Elijah going up on the sky. That's what it says.
Yes. Yeah. Is it the right one?
Yes. آیه یه چند شروع میشه؟
11
11 شروع 2 11
Yep 11 And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven
ایشان قدم زنان با هم گفتگو میکردن که ناگاه عرابه از آتش با اسبانی آتشین پدیدار شد و آن دو را از یکدیگر جدا کرد و ایلیا در گردبادی به آسمان بالا رفت.
Yeah, it's something interesting around his death.
اتفاقش مرگش جالب بوده برای الیاس.
Now Moses, there was also something interesting about his death.
برد به آسمان.
Yeah, Moses was ordered.
موسی هم اتفاق افتاد.
Yeah, to go onto the mountain.
به موسی گفته شد برو به کوه.
He was not allowed to enter the promised land.
وارد سرزمین موعود نمیشی.
And he dies on that mountain.
روی کوه میمیره.
Now go to the book of Jude.
در کتاب.
And read verse 9.
Jude.
Yahub, I think.
Yahub. No, Yehuda.
Yehuda.
It's in the New Testament.
Yes. Yehuda.
Yeah. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee.
9.
Yeah.
Amma Mikael, reis fereshtegan, chun darbare jasad Musa va Iblis munazere mikard, جرأت ننمود که حکمی توهین‌آمیز بر او بزند بلکه گفت خدا تو را توبیخ فرماید.
This is interesting.
Yeah,
of course, it doesn't directly prove this.
ثابت نمی‌کنه
موضوع. You also have Enoch, which had an interesting death.
خنوخ هم می‌دونیم که مرگش متفاوت بوده.
He was taken.
کاملاً خنوخ برده شد.
Also a special way.
اونم محسوس بوده که با آسمان ربوده شد. مرگ طبیعی.
There's more that tie them together.
و خیلی کسای دیگه هم هستن که مرگ طبیعی نداشتن.
In the Bible we have Jesus fasting for 40 days.
عیسی مسیح رو داشتیم که 40 روز روزه گرفت.
And two other people.
و دو نفر دیگه 40 روز روزه گرفتن.
And happened to be Elijah and Moses.
و اون دو نفری که 40 روز روزه گرفتن الیاس و موسی بود.
Go to 1 Kings 19:8.
اول پادشاهان
1 Kings 19:8. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb the mount of God.
پس برخواسته خورد و نوشید و با نیروی آن خوراک 40 شبانه روز راه پیمود تا به هوریب کوه خدا رسید.
Yeah, that talks about Elijah.
You have to need the context to understand it's Elijah.
What about Moses? Go to Exodus 34. Exodus 34:28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. 34:28.
34.
موسا 40 شبانه روز آنجا با خداوند بود بیان که نان بخورد یا آب بنوشد و خداوند بر آن لوحا کلام عهد یعنی ده فرمان را نگاشت.
Yeah, and also this happened to be the same mountain, also the mountain of Horeb. So again something that links them together.
Horeb.
Yeah, and lastly, if you look at the plagues that the two witnesses are pouring out, that looks very much of what Elijah and Moses were doing.
که الیاس و موسی در زمان نبوتشون انجام دادن.
Yeah, fire coming from their mouths.
آتش از دهانشون بیرون میاد.
Yeah, we know that Elijah called fire from heaven.
میدونیم که الیاس آتش از آسمان فرستاد بر
اون. Turning water into blood.
آب رو به خون تبدیل کرد.
Sounds like Egypt, yeah?
مصر نیست به نظرتون که موسی این اتفاق افتاد.
All the plagues that they would bring on the earth.
بلاهایی که روی زمین آورد موسی نبود like Moses. باز موسی در مصر.
Yeah, so I strongly believe that the two witnesses will be Moses and Elijah.
موسی و الیاس خواهند بود.
And if you want to believe something else, that's fine.
اگه شما میخواید اعتقاد دیگه داشته باشید. We'll see. مشکلی نیست. خودمون روز آخر میبینیمش.
Yeah. Go back to Luke 9.
بریم آقا فصل 9.
I just want to bring it up because Luke 9 actually creates an extra link to that.
چون لوقا فصل 9 یه مقدار آشکارتر برامون میکنه که الیاس و موسی هستن. آیه 31.
Who appeared in glory and spake of his decease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem.
و به هیئت جلالی ظاهر شده درباره رفتن او که میبایست به زودی در اورشلیم واقع شود گفتگو میکرد.
Yeah, so what's the conversation they were having? It's talking about what Jesus came to do. And that he would eventually go to Jerusalem, where he ends up crucified, yeah, dying for the sins of the whole world. Continue reading in 32. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him.
پس بیدار شده جلال او و آن دو مرد را که با وی بودند دیدند.
Yeah, so it looks like they were camping there. They were sleeping.
به نظر میاد که اونجا خوابیده بودن.
They were heavy with sleep, it says.
خواب بودن.
And they're waking up.
بیدار میشن.
And they have this glimpse of the kingdom of God.
یه رویایی از ملکوت خدا.
Yeah, they're seeing Jesus in his glory.
عیسی مسیح رو در جلالش می‌بینن.
Yeah, talking about the work that he will do.
و کاری که قراره برایش انجام بده.
And I cannot help to make the link like when Jesus is talking about the work he's going to do.
وقتی عیسی مسیح در مورد کاری که قرار داره حرف بزنه، شاگرداش خوابیدن.
A picture of the gospel.
پیامی از انجیل.
Yeah, God does the work, Jesus does the work.
خداوند کارو میکنه. We don't know anything.
Yeah, salvation.
و ما شاگردانش هیچ کاری نمیکنیم.
It's by faith, not the works.
فقط ایمانه و نه از کار.
Read verse 33.
آیه 33.
And it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said.
و چون آن دو نفر از او جدا می شدند، پتروس به عیسی گفت که ای استاد، بودن ما در اینجا خوب است، پس سه سایبان بسازیم، یکی برای تو و یکی برای موسی و دیگری برای الیاس، زیرا که نمی دانست چه می گوید.
Yeah, so here we have typical Peter.
Petrus
who is opening his mouth very quickly.
Where
he should have kept it shut. Let's make 3 tabernacles.
Oh, 3 تا سایه بام
for you, Jesus, for Moses, for Elijah.
And he
just blabs it out. It says, not knowing what he said. Now go to Mark 9:5. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 2 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid.
پس پتروس پاسخ داده به عیسی گفت ای استاد بودن ما در اینجا نیکوست پس 3 سایبان می‌سازیم و یکی برای تو و یکی برای موسی و یکی برای الیاس از آن رو که نمی‌دانست چه بگوید چون که هراسان بودن.
Yes, as he did not know what to say.
Here
some advice. If you do not know what to say,
or
if you don't know what you're saying,
it's
better to keep your mouth shut. Yeah? Proverbs 17.
27-28.
He that had knowledge spared his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.
Chapter 17, verses 27 and 28.
Yeah, the one who has knowledge
is
careful with his words. He spares his words. He doesn't blab all over the place. And if you're not that wise, if you're not that smart, yeah, you better not say anything, because as long as you don't say anything, nobody will know
that you're not that smart. Yeah, says,
even if a fool doesn't open his mouth, he'll be considered somebody who has understanding.
دهنشو باز نکنه نمیفهمی که نفهمیده.
Yeah, you don't want to get recorded in the Bible for eternity.
نمیخوای اسمت تو کتاب مقدس تا ابد نوشته بشه. چیزایی گفتی که نباید میگفتی.
Not knowing what you're saying and
حرف زدی چون نمیدونستی چی بگی.
Not knowing what to say.
هراسان بودی و فقط گفتی.
But here's the upside of Peter making these remarks.
اما همه حرفای پتروس یه خوبی داشت.
Because as a result of that, God responds to what Peter is saying.
جواب حرف
Yeah, so we have another time that God speaks
out of the clouds.
So let's read that. Read verse 34. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud.
که ناگاه ابری پدیدار شده بر ایشان سایه افکند و چون داخل ابر می‌شدند ترسان گردیدند.
I was reading this. I was just thinking about what Peter would be thinking.
I was thinking at that moment.
He's saying these things, and suddenly the clouds come in. And he's already afraid.
Maybe
he was thinking, I should have not said anything. But then there is this voice.
Verse 35 and 36.
And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. Now, what God is doing here is basically reminding Peter, James, and John, who is the one who is really important here? And of course, that is Jesus. Yeah, hear him. Now, why does God do this? Here's why I believe he spoke these words. Peter just made a statement. Yeah, make tabernacles.
سایبان
بسازیم
برای عیسی، الیاس
Basically,
و موسی.
Putting them, giving them the same treatment.
در حقیقت هر سه تاشون یه اندازن، یه اندازه جلال دارن. هر سه تاشون به یک مقدورن.
And I think the response of God is to make sure that Jesus is the one you need to hear.
فقط عیسی‌ست که باید صداشو بشنوید.
Yeah, the right suggestion would have been
بهترین جواب الیاس میدونی چی باید بود.
If any suggestion at all.
یا اگر هر پیشنهادی
Jesus, let's make a tabernacle for you.
عیسی مسیح بیا سایبانی برای تو بسازیم.
And we can sleep out in the open with Elijah and Moses in the sky.
ما و الیاس میایم تو بیابون میخوابیم و تو زیر سایبان
باشیم. Jesus is the beloved son of God.
تو پسر خداوند هستی. تو تنها پسر خداوند هستی.
Elijah and Moses, though they were great people of faith.
الیاس با اینکه نبی‌های بزرگ ایمان بودند.
They were just human beings.
فقط انسانی بودند.
Peter, James, and John.
مثل من و تو و پتروس و یعقوب و یوحنا.
Yeah.